It's football, after all.
After all, less than 10 weeks before the kickoff to the season.
As we mentioned the other day, you know, South Carolina and Arkansas have already played five times.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the sixth time they've played.
Yeah.
And Carolina won twice in the regular season, so we'll see how that works out. All right, That's so right. Y'all hear about the out-of-work veteran who felt he had to sell his Army medal on eBay to raise money
Mm-mm.
for his business?
No, I didn't.
Well, the medal went for $5,200 yesterday on eBay. He said, when I saw the amount that was posted on eBay, when I saw that it was $22,000, it was just, I was overwhelmed, says Bill Shepard, who returned from Iraq 2.5 years ago and couldn't drum up any work. He played by the rules. I mean, he went back to school. He applied for jobs. He reached out to veterans organizations. Still couldn't find anything. He said, instead of going under a bridge with a sign that said, we'll work for food, I decided to put the award online for bid. And again, he got $5,200, going to use that money to expand a landscaping business, buy a new lawnmower and a trailer. Now, his sergeant is criticizing him, saying that the eBay auction was an insult to Army and his fellow soldiers because he sold it.
Well, the sergeant just needs to go sit down.
Yeah, I if this guy did in fact run all the traps, do all the things that he needed to and still couldn't find something, then I don't, that's my feeling. I'm not a veteran, so I don't know. I can't speak from that position, but I feel like the guy, he had something that he believed was saleable, and he got some money from it, and apparently he's going to take that and try to make a business, do the American dream thing.
How about him?
So now, our kids' TV.
Well, and sorry, but
sure.
For all we know, he told who, you know, he may be telling whoever bought it, look, I will give this to you or I will go through with this sale on the one condition that my goal is to recoup this money and I'm buying it back.
Well, that, yeah, could do that. Could
yeah,
do that.
You know, yeah. That. Then it becomes collateral.
Sure. Our kids' TV programs focused on fame and fortune and therefore chipping away at the values of community and family. Now, a mom noticed that her daughter's TV shows, her favorites, were Hannah Montana and iCarly, and that they focused a lot on fame. So she decided to take a little closer look and do a study. The mom, who's a doctoral student, along with her colleague, conducted a survey asking people to identify the top values from popular TV shows spanning the last five decades. And the research found that after 2007, fame was identified as the top value on the TV shows. In previous decades, the survey had showed community feeling to be the strongest theme. So today's top TV value was recognized as a major aspiration for tweens, as the follow-up study indicated. So the whole idea of fame, achievement, and image, then community feeling and benevolence were the ones that were listed. So the validation of the social media generation that they're getting today is, you know, this is about me. Here is my Facebook. Here I am tweeting. This is about me. Make me famous. You know, somebody does we were talking yesterday about that girl who had the video about it Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Rebecca Black.
Exactly. She became a celebrity for that
rather
than do something else. And it brought back, as I was looking at this and reading it this morning, what we've got is a generation of people who are equating fame to some sort of an accomplishment. And I don't have the comments right now. I may be able to go find them. When our general manager accepted the Jefferson Award, you know, his speech involved, when it's all said and done, you have to get up off the bench and go do. Clicking like that you like something is not the same as giving your time and giving of yourself. And I thought that was very appropriate for what we're talking about here. In this generation of social media being so important, do you think that winning a sports event is the same thing as winning the Nobel Prize? Is achievement actually worth anything now, or is just being famous enough, having some sort of celebrity? And that's a little bit disquieting when you think about how these young boys and girls are going to have to grow up and go make something of themselves in the world.
Well, we talk about Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, people like that. They're famous for being famous.
Yeah. And what have they accomplished? And, you know, at the end of the day, if they're happy enough with that and they've got all their money, then okay. But we become poorer as a country, poorer as a world because of that. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox now. Step down here.
If it'll make you feel any better.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's about all I can stand to that.
Yeah. Once again, sounds like she's on helium. Hello.
The irony of the study is the same mechanism that's driving the social media and all that is making it possible for people to steal what you're famous for.
Go on.
Well, people are using the internet to illegally share copyrighted material.
Well, that's true. They are, you know. Ask the record industry what that did to them. Mm-hmm. And by the way, were you guys just, I mean, between 11 and noon yesterday, were you like me when the system crashed? Man, when the Twitter system crashed?
Oh, did Twitter crash yesterday?
I didn't know that.
I wasn't tweeting. There wasn't anything worthy of my tweets.
The system was down from 11 until noon, but then crashed again an hour later and intermittently throughout the afternoon when Twitter admitted the issue is ongoing. Thank you for using issue. Yes. Most service was restored by late afternoon. A hacker group called Ugnazi boasted to several media outlets it had taken Twitter down in a denial of service attack. Twitter said in a statement that the problem was caused by a cascaded bug in one of its infrastructure components. Well, of course, and not from hackers. Well, for whatever reason. They had to revert to an earlier version to get the system back up. But, I mean, think about how much was missed. Think about how many important things went on we didn't find out about.
That's right.
Yesterday. So if you were trying to tweet between 11 and noon. Go ahead and retweet today.
There you go.
So everybody can know. Because I know that there was something important that happened for all you tweeters out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so the U.S. Olympic Committee. Right. The Olympics are coming. I don't know if you
are
heard.
Are they coming?
I don't know if
Is
you
it
heard
this
about
summer
that.
Or yeah. next summer?
Yeah. I think it's sometime, yeah.
Uh-huh. It'll be pretty soon. The U.S. Olympic Committee says it's sorry for enraging millions of... Did y'all hear about this? U.S. Olympic Committee is sorry for enraging millions of knitters.
Knitters?
Knitters.
Ah.
My wife's one of those.
Do they get their twine in a bunch or what?
Enraged knitters.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're carrying needles.
I know they are.
Right.
By insulting their favorite pastime, the U.S. Olympic Committee admitted Thursday it was a bit harsh to say that knitting denigrated Olympic athletes. And then it sent a cease and desist letter to an organization for an Olympic-themed knitting competition.
So what are the knitters getting mad about?
Tom will know, or Judy would know,
uh-huh.
the knitting social network Ravelry.
Oh.
Is she in?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
In a statement on the USOC's website, the organization said, rest assured, as an organization that has many passionate knitters, we never intended to make this a personal attack on the knitting community or to suggest that knitters are not supportive of Team USA. We apologize for any insult. We appreciate your support.
I'm missing the connection here.
Well, apparently what happened was the knitters were going to have a knitting Olympics.
Oh.
And then the USOC decides that they want to send a cease and desist order to them. So
they're using the word Olympics?
Right, exactly.
Oh,
I mean, I'm guessing that's it.
Uh-huh.
To show their support of Ravelry in the community, we would welcome our handmade items that you would like to create, to travel with, and to motivate our team in 2012. All right, here, take these mittens here. Put these mittens in your sports bag because somebody from Waukesha knitted them. Okay?
Oh, look, it's a box of doilies from the knitters.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Oh, I'm going to wear a knit cap in the summer in London. Yeah, okay, let me go ahead and get at that.
With a flag.
Yeah, right at that. So there you go. So apparently they've poured oil on the water, and that controversy has been quiet.
Well, they were trying to avoid a knit-in is what it was.
Yeah.